It's being called the largest planned industrial development in Fairfield County. Maybe you know it as the Army Engine Plant in Stratford. Call it what you want, but is it a scandal? That's what I want to know, because Stratford residents are telling me it is. So I'm going to the source, which includes Mayor Laura Hoydick for the town of Stratford. She joins me now. Mayor Hoydick, thank you for your time. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me on for the scandal.
Well, I do want to certainly get there, because I have to be totally transparent with you, Mayor Hoydick. That's how it's come across to me from a lot of listeners. And I have to confess, I don't know an awful lot about this project. So I would like to start there and just understanding how long this has been in the works. What exactly is this property? I mean, it from the website that people can access, I mean, it looks absolutely massive.
It's a 77 or 78 acre piece of property on the Housatonic River. It's industrial zoned. It was used for military manufacturing. Prior to that, it was used for helicopter and aviation manufacturing. It has been closed in the BRAC closure. BRAC is the base realignment program. Since 1995, it started. I think it actually closed in 97 or 98. It has been fallow for all those years. And in 2024, the U.S. Army signed it over to Point Stratford Renewal, the developer of record.
Okay. So what is this new facility going to house? It's what, how many square feet did you say?
I said it was 77 or 78 acres.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say square feet. That's okay.
I think when I was reading, I mean, I got to read this here. I want to say that, but I don't know if this is crazy to me. Let's see. Total space available is over 1 million square feet, but it says minimum space is over 307,000. So, I mean, how many square feet is these buildings? There's three of the buildings, I guess.
Well, you're looking at a piece of marketing material. So it could be those three buildings, or it could be a lot of smaller buildings, or it could be two big buildings. But that's marketing material by CBRE, which is C.B. Richard Ellis, which is a real estate firm.
Okay. So that's not for sure what's going on the property, or are they pitching this, or?
That is not for sure what is going on the property. It's a hypothetical. It could be this, or it could be whatever you need. They'll build it to suit. They'll develop it to suit. So right now, they're working on the remediation. The mud slats, which is the water side, is about 50% done. South of Sniffins, which is the closest to the airport, has been all demolished, and you can see the fill that is then deposited there and then compacted, and then they're working it on remediating and demolishing the other buildings on site.
Okay. So I guess then, regardless of, because we don't know, it sounds like you're saying we don't know what for sure is going to go on the property. But again, when you've got about 77 acres, what is slated to go there?
There is nothing slated, Melissa. There is, at this point in time, the developer doesn't have a tenant, or they haven't submitted an application for permitting about what's going to be built there. Right now, they're working on the remediation.
Okay. So once when is the remediation done, Mayor Hoydick?
So the mudflats, which is the water side again, will be done next year. And then it'll be done in phases. So it's a four-year project. So we're about 1 year in. So it'll be theoretically three more years.
Okay. And then once it's done, is that when you start to take in applications, or?
Well, not applications for us. Remember, it's a private development. We don't own it. Point Stratford Renewal owns it, just like anybody else who's building a house or building a business or building any kind of structure. Once they submit it to zoning and the building department, that's when we know what's actually happening. And maybe if the town has to be involved or sewer easements or sewer connections, we would know ahead of time. But at this point, we don't have any applications from the developer. We meet with them pretty regularly, every 2 to 3 weeks, talk about what's transpiring so everybody's in the loop. But right now it is a demolition and a construction project and a remediation. And Connecticut Deep and the EPA are very involved in the oversight of this.
Okay. And are they doing any kind of raising the property? Like, are there any flooding concerns because it is right on the waterfront?
Sure. So FEMA requirements are they have to raise it to FEMA flood level. So you'll see on south of Sniffins when you drive by closest to the airport, the height of the sill has been raised pretty significantly, almost to the top of the fence height. And that's the height that that FEMA requires.
Okay. So again, we have Stratford Mayor here, Laura Hoydick, and there's been a lot of, at least I've gotten a lot of messages personally, and granted, I do know it's an election right now, and we're not talking about the election. We're talking about a project that is ongoing right now. So the remediation is happening, and Mayor Hoydick, correct me if I'm wrong, you said it's going to probably take another 3 years to have everything complete.
Right. They expected the whole project to take 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But we do not have a concrete plan. Like, so here's where I'm going with it. Like, could this become housing? Could this become commercial property? Is this going to remain an Army engine plant? Like, you know, what is, we don't know, right? We don't know what
right.
this is going to be.
So, sure, those are all valid questions. Can it be housing? The federal government, the Army, put on an environmental land use restriction that it cannot be housing. However, if the developer wants to complete the remediation at a level that is acceptable for housing and the Army removes the EULR, I got my tongue twisted there.
Happens to me all the time. It's okay.
It could be housing. Right now, it's commercial industrial zoned. Applicants often come into zoning with an amendment or a text amendment to change the zoning. So at this point, we have a lot of people who want housing there. We have people who would love manufacturing there. We have people who want mixed use. That was originally pitched when this developer came and started talking about what they'd like to have because they had developed property at Stanford Point. And they had done a beautiful mixed-use development. And so, you know, I hope it's something that the people of Stratford are really happy in. I hope it's something that brings jobs and economic development and growth. These developers are experienced. They've done this before. I know it's hard to be patient, but I think we need to be a little patient, you know, not partner with them because it's not our project, but to work with them to make sure they're successful for the betterment of all of us.
So if the developer decides they want to do something, so for example, I brought up the CBRE site that you accurately knew exactly what I was talking about. That was sent to me by a couple of listeners. So if they go through sure. with that, does the town have any ground to stand on to fight that, to have public hearings for planning and zoning to block that? I mean, is there, because it's not owned by the town, you know, what, I guess, ground do you guys have to stand on to fight some kind of a development like the one that I was referring to earlier?
We have the same grounds that we do when we're fighting an 830G affordable housing project. We can oppose it. Zoning and planning can deny it. We just have to be cognizant of the fact that if it's taken to court, this opposition, we stand a chance to lose. We lost a case that Inland Wetlands opposed on 99 Holly Lane for additional housing. And the court denied our request, and we lost that case. So, yes, there are recourses. You just have to know what the possible outcomes are going to be in the interim.
We're chatting with Stratford Mayor Laura Hoydick, and there's been a lot of inquiries sent to me over the last couple of weeks from listeners who live in Stratford. And it has to do with the remediation process that's going on right now for the former Army engine plant. And actually, I do have the town website here. I'm going to link it to Mayor Hoydick's podcast when we post at the end of the show so people can read through it. So the initial link that Mayor Hoydick, I was talking to you about, that was, again, sent to me by multiple people. This is not something that is confirmed by the town of Stratford right now. But like these people who they said to get in touch with that are on that website, I don't know who they are. I would imagine they're the developers. But they have not been approved for this site. Like that, there's no plan that has been. I'm sorry to sound like I'm beating a dead horse here, but I'm trying to understand why scandal keeps being thrown out at me. That is a word that keeps being thrown at me, and dig into it and ask the questions. And I'm like, give me the questions. I don't have specific questions for you. I just have people who are very upset about this, and I don't know where they'd get that idea of it being a scandal.
I don't know either.
You haven't heard anybody tell you it's a scandal, or people haven't asked you that question?
I've never heard that word before used in this frame for this particular site.
Really?
I've had people ask me. I've asked people asking me about air quality, air monitoring, dust, traffic. What's the remediation plan? What's the remediation schedule? All really normal things for folks, especially in the area. One, if they're just curious, or two, they feel like that they're being impacted. I've had Bridgeport folks from the airport ask me about air quality and dust, et cetera. But this is also very normal in a project of this size, because we've undertaken with EPA the Raymark remediation. And all of these things that we're talking about, air quality and transportation of material that is contaminated or not as pure as we would like it, what's the safety measures that we're taking, that EPA has taken, or the Army Corps of Engineers. And the same questions were asked of this developer and this process of cleaning up this site.
Are there lawsuits? I have a listener who said there are lawsuits being tossed around like crazy with this project.
That's interesting. I've seen one lien. I have not seen a lawsuit.
You've seen a lien on this property?
You know, a lien from a contractor, a vendor who didn't get paid. I think it's been resolved by now. But
I see.
It happened a year ago. And that's, unfortunately, that's another recourse for a vendor who doesn't get paid. You know,
I see.
If they have a dispute of the work product, they'll put a lien on the project.
I'm curious. So you said that you've heard from people like in your neighboring city of Bridgeport. This is, as mentioned before, a massive, I think, property, waterfront property, certainly. What do other towns or cities think of this? Again, I know it was a former military plant, so I do understand that. And we certainly have, you know, places like Sikorsky. But I'm curious, you know, what do other, I'd say, waterfront type towns and cities think? A Bridgeport, a Fairfield, Westport, like what have you heard? Milford even, have they said anything, shared concerns, talked to you about it, anything like that?
No, and what I mentioned, not in that regard, Melissa, what I mentioned Bridgeport, because the airport is right across the street from the plant. And so people have their own individual planes at the airport. And so some of the dust got on their planes.
I see.
What they would about what was happening. But no, none of the neighboring communities, Shelton, Bridgeport, Milford, have asked me about this particular development.
And is the construction, I'd imagine, is a daily occurrence, right? I mean, that's just to get this done, because it is, again, a 77-acre property. It's a lot. I got to imagine it's a lot of work.
Right. It's huge. It's significant. There are a lot of dredging going on, and you can see it from the water. You can also see it if you're at the top of Main Street by the airport coming down towards the plant. You can see the backhoes and the dredging equipment in the distance. It's significant. They're doing a lot of work. They've got some of the best contractors in the nation. NTEC is managing this whole thing. So there's a significant amount of people and money involved in this remediation.
And while this has been going on, I mean, thankfully it's been pretty dry, certainly. But we also had concerns about flooding. I was told there are a lot of pump trucks on property, maybe?
There's water trucks on property to keep the dust at a lower level. And remember, just down the street, there is a housing development, Breakwater Key, a beautiful condominium complex. And the developers have been meeting with those residents, and they seem to be, you know, I haven't heard complaints from them. We've also got retail and restaurants and some light industrial companies down the road, and they seem to be pretty good. I have had questions from Lordship and folks who live on Elm Street. You know, they want to know what's going on, some of the voters, which is understandable. You're right. It's a big, big endeavor. It's 77 acres. It's a lot. So, and it could significantly impact for the better the town of Stratford as far as taxes and jobs.
So, again, that is Stratford Mayor Laura Hoydick, and just answering concerns from a lot of certainly we've had WICC listeners reaching out saying we want you to talk to the mayor about this. And so I really appreciate you giving us the time, Mayor Hoydick. And if there are any follow up questions or anybody who wants to weigh in on this, certainly feel free. I will gladly, you know, send those questions along. But I appreciate at least having the conversation now, as it is a massive project and there are a lot of questions from a lot of people, understandably so. So, again, thank you so much, Mayor Hoydick. We appreciate it.